The answers you've been seeking are closer than you think. It's time to unlock your future with a reading from renowned psychic, Lynn Stevenson.
Light 92, it's Kathy Wall. Good afternoon. And here we are once again. Every other week we do it, we join Lynn Stevenson, our resident psychic, to answer one of our listeners' questions. Hi, Lynn. How are you today?
I'm good, Kathy. How are you?
I'm doing very, very well, thanks.
I was given a message for you last night.
Oh.
And I was told to tell you that the universe has a surprise for you. Can't tell you what it is, because if I did, it wouldn't be a surprise, right? But it is something that's going to make you very happy.
Okay, I was going to say, I don't know how I feel about surprises, but
this is good. You'll love it.
Oh, perfect. I love it. I love it. Well, I want to welcome and introduce our light listener, Mary from St. Catharines. She is on the line to ask Lynn her question. Hi, Mary.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm feeling good. How are you?
I'm very good. I just got great news myself. So hopefully we'll share some great news with you too. So have a chat with Lynn and ask your question.
Hi, I have a question about my current relationship status. I just wanted to know where I stand right now in the midst of what's happening in my life. Yeah, I'm in a situation where I don't know whether to go forward or stop. I don't know how much more detail.
Okay. I would be very careful going forward. Okay, I'm getting flashing light with it, like yellow lights, yellow flashing light. If it's a green light, it usually means absolutely go for it. Red light is stop. Yellow lights are be cautious, be careful, and go with how you feel. Like, don't stay in a relationship because you feel guilty or you feel that you have to. You have to trust your heart. And if you're questioning a relationship, I would say it's not the right one for you. Because if it was the right one, you wouldn't question it, you wouldn't have doubts, you would know.
That makes sense. Yeah, I'm on the fence. I just don't know whether to pursue or back off. Because it's been a long-term relationship, and there's been some issues, so I just wasn't sure which way to go.
Right now, I would back off. The issues are not going to get resolved in a hurry, and this communication is lacking.
Yeah.
Okay? And without the communication, those issues are not going to be resolved.
Okay. So we need to communicate more?
Yeah, well, you do.
Yeah.
But it's not just you. What I'm getting, it's like, it's both of you. And it's like you've got a bubble around you. When you speak the words, they hit the bubble and they bounce off.
Yeah.
And there's an awful lot of selective hearing going on.
Yeah.
On both sides.
Okay.
If you can work it out, if you can get the communication going, then you can resolve the issue. But if not, I would say turn and walk the other way.
Okay. Makes sense to me. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, there's a pretty fair answer. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for your question, Mary. And yeah, hopefully that definitely helps resolve. When you're so unsure,
yeah,
it usually means it's not it.
That's the best.
Right? Yeah.
I just pulled a card for you, Mary, and what I got is new clarity. So you're going to be seeing things in a new light, things that you thought, oh, I'm not sure. All of a sudden it's like, okay, yep, now I got it. Now it makes sense.
Okay.
Now I know what to do.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Mary, so much for your question. We wish you all the best.
Thank you so much.
Thank you at all.
Have a good day.
Thanks, you too, Mary.
You too.